day today. Lots of sunshine, 57 degrees. You know, I could actually feel my nose and toes when I came out the door this morning. It was something else. It is 8:32, and it's time for our community connection. And today we have Chuck McCauley, your superintendent of schools, with us today. And a good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Tom. How are you?
Great. I tell you what, you're blessed to have so many educators just hauling down all kinds of awards, and we're not even at semester break yet.
We do have some great people here, and there's been some quality recognition from them. So happy about that. You know, I'll just kind of jump right in if that's okay.
That's fine.
I'll just kind of keep going. So, start off, we had Tamara Walker, our vocal music teacher at the high school. We recently found out that she's named an exemplary teacher by the Oklahoma Music Educators Association, and they're going to recognize her in January. And she does an outstanding job for us at the high school and really works district wide with that vocal music program, and really proud of all the work that she does. You know, they have their annual conference will be in January, which is here soon in Tulsa, where they recognize the outstanding educators. Also during that same conference, we recently found out the high school Wind Symphony was one of the chosen honor groups to perform, which that's the first time that group at the high school level on the Wind Symphony side has received that honor. So really proud of their accomplishments. And also kind of sticking with the fine arts theme, with our now that the fall is coming to an end, our high school marching band, they just finished up that Broom Brigade marching season, and they had an outstanding year. They received superior ratings at their state conference, and they at that Oklahoma Bandmasters Association, which is kind of their state tournament, their playoffs at the end of the year. I think they finished in the top five in 6A Division II, so really proud of Alex Clausen's leadership with that program. They really do some great things. And then also on the fall activity front, because now we're transitioning, we're in that time we're transitioning into the winter activities. One mentioned, you know, Spencer Hales was one of our high school seniors that had a great cross-country season. You know, we have such a strong cross-country program with David Ayers does a great job of leading that group. And Spencer was runner-up at the 6A cross-country state meet. And so I was fortunate. We went down to watch him run last month, and he did a great job with that. So really, really proud of him, and look forward to that group continuing to have success in the future. You know, our middle school kids that are coming up, we have our middle school girls. They won the conference, and their conference championship is cross-country and qualified for their version of state, which is a little different at the middle school level, and they won that as well. So we really have that program just continues to flourish, which is exciting in terms of those activities for our fall sports. And Tom, I'll just go ahead and mention too, I know our schedule's a little bit different this week. Typically we have our school board meeting. We would have had that a couple of days ago, but we moved that to tomorrow. We're gonna have that Thursday evening. It's a pretty light agenda. And the reason that we moved that meeting is because those several of us were down at a STEM conference down in San Antonio. Project Lead the Way, they have an annual conference, and they had a summit in San Antonio, and they actually asked us to come present down there, myself and some administrators and teachers, and which is really, I think, just validates what we're doing. We have really become one of the premier programs across the country. There's really nobody even close to us in terms of, you know, geographically, in terms of doing some of the things that we're doing. I know at our presentation, we had a standing room only group and folks from, Austin and Fort Worth and even out to California to talk about what we're doing. And we really are proud of the opportunities that our kids are getting in terms of having that strong STEM education background starting in kindergarten, and they have some options all the way up through the 12th grade. And I'm really pleased about that because we're able to do that without having to make any reductions to our fine arts programs like I just talked to you about too. So it was fun. Our high school principal attended also, Ms. Chancellor, and she talked about our internship program. You know, we have over 60 kids, 60 high school seniors that are spending time daily, about 10 hours a week in terms of doing some internships. Our middle school math and science night. We had that at Madison earlier this month on November 4th. And I think this is the third year in a row now that we've had that. ConocoPhillips is a big sponsor, and they have a lot of their young scientists and engineers. They come up and they're available to work with middle school kids. We open up to students from across the area. and they come and get an overview about STEM careers. They get our kids have the opportunity to explore opportunities that they could have in the future and really visit with someone that's actually in the field. And gave away some really neat prizes, including we had, I think, a couple of kids were able to, they had a drawing that were able to win the day in the life of a scientist, where they'll fly down to Houston and spend the day with a scientist. And we had over 766 middle school kids attend, which is on a Monday night, which everyone's so busy at 6:30 in the evening that actually came up, which is really incredible. And we opened that up to not just Bartlesville students, but there was private school or homeschool and some schools in the area. And we have a little local competition to see which school can have the most kids, and Madison had the most, which is no surprise. I know Teresa Miller over there really encourages them to come, but it was a great evening. And it's exciting for kids to have that opportunity. And one other thing on the STEM side I wanted to bring up, that Warren Neff, who's one of our decorated teachers that just retired this past year, he came and let us know that the Leading Edge magazine, which is a trade magazine for the Society of Exploration Geophysicists, okay, and he came and let, and he's a retired employee from out at the research center, and he's one that came over after he retired to teach for us for several years in math and science.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it's he did a great job for us. But he came to let us know that in that trade magazine that we had four students a couple years ago, William Dungis, Cindy Potts, Chris Rathman, and Cody Winters. They're all freshmen in college, but when they were juniors, they did some research and submitted it as part of a science fair project. And Mr. Neff said, you know what, you really need to submit this work, make it into a paper, and submit this to this magazine. Well, they actually printed it this month. They were published this month in that magazine, which is really something that's unheard of. And like Mr. Neff let us know, that's something that our kids would not have the opportunity to do if they didn't have the STEM program here in Bartlesville. And so it was really, really a cool... So this week was really, for me personally, with everything I just described, going down to San Antonio and being one of the presenters at that national conference, reflecting back on our middle school math and science night, and then it really kind of topped it off when Mr. Neff brought that to us, the magazines that we have that have our kids' work was published, which is pretty special. So really proud of our STEM program and all that we're able to do there.
Now, when you were down there in Texas... what is it that we're doing, besides a lot, that sets us apart from most schools in the United States and right here geographically? What's the biggest step in the STEM curriculum that we're doing?
I think the biggest thing is the comprehensive effort. There's some different, when you research schools across the country, they may have certain areas or certain schools or certain grade levels where they're doing some pockets of some implementation of some STEM curriculum. However, the biggest difference I see is, for example, at the elementary level, we're doing a comprehensive effort at all six of our elementaries from kindergarten through the fifth grade. No matter what school you're in, what grade level you're in, you're getting the opportunity to be exposed to this really hands-on instruction. It's exciting. It's a lot of work for our teachers to learn how to incorporate the curriculum and what they're doing to do these modules, and all of our schools are doing it. That's probably the biggest difference, is that we've continued to implement those, because it's a lot of work that goes into it. We have to train our teachers, also the technology that goes along with it, which is ever evolving, and we've continued to make that a focus for our kids. So, because we went from, like I was just reviewing our numbers, we have about 6,000 students in Bartlesville total, and we have about 4,000 of them are taking a STEM course. So that's, when you put up those kind of numbers compared to where we were just 4 years ago when we had about 600, it's really exciting. And it's not, STEM is something that's new. We're continuing with our other in terms of our other initiatives as well, but it's something that we're going to, the world is changing, and that's where there are more and more career opportunities for our students. And we feel like this is the one opportunity, here at the public school level where we're able to prepare our kids for the next step. And when we look at the research that talks about girls in STEM, in terms of the few number of girls that when they get into the college level and when they go to work, in terms of they're really underrepresented, and we really feel like starting providing them the opportunities at a young age, that's really is what's going to help level the playing field for them. So really excited about all the opportunities that we're able to provide for our kids. And we wouldn't be able to do it without our community support. You know, our public school foundation has done a comprehensive fundraising effort so that we could install it in our elementaries. And then this is something that our bond funds helps us with, too, in terms of all those technology materials. We're able to use bond funds. So we're able to continue to do those things only because of our strong community support. Also should mention the private support of, you know, the large companies here and banks that they have committed to donate either directly to the school or through our public school foundation so that we can implement those programs.
I can tell you STEM worked on the young ladies because I have a 12-year-old at Madison.
Okay, there.
All about the theater and all about the fine arts and stuff like that. And if she's loving it, I know that this is reaching a lot of kids on a lot of different levels. There's a good level of engagement there. So
there is. It's just good learning. And, you know, even if kids aren't interested in, that's not their cup of tea, which is great. It's not everyone. However, they should have that opportunity to learn about it. You know, because like especially in the, as you're thinking about in the computer science world or the coding world, you need to have an idea. I mean, it's something that's a passion for you to have an idea of how that works.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you brought up the bond issue, and I want to kind of get into that. We're seeing it at work.
That's right.
We are seeing it at work. how are things coming along on that? I know. Our guys on the sports station across the way are kind of curious, you know, how's that press box looking? You know, I'd like to sit in it next year.
Yes.
So how's that coming along?
Yeah, you bet. I know I was just talking to Evan before I came in here. I noticed that him and Trey, for those guys in terms of that, had our last home football game the other day. And I know I sent a tweet to Evan during the game just to make sure he remembered this was the last time in that press box. So, yeah, so where we are on that, we've hired Manhattan Construction Company, and they are going to, we're building as one project, the press box and the ag building. And where we are on that, matter of fact, there's a pre-bid meeting today of all the folks that are going to bid on that project. We're anticipating at our next month school board meeting, December 16th, that's when we'll approve the guaranteed maximum price for those two projects. And our timeline is to have that work complete by August 1. So next year when school starts, we'll be, you know, our kids that are enrolled in our new agriculture program, they're going to have a new facility for them. Great. And then also we'll have this press box, which is going to benefit, you know, not just our football, but our music programs. We're real excited about that. Also with soccer and our sports media classes. So the tentative plan is for demolition of the press box to happen over Christmas break. And they'll get started on that immediately because there's a lot of work to be done to make that happen. You know, it's in that location with it, where it is at the high school in terms of working through it. So really excited about that project. You know, our turf project that we've already approved actually for our baseball and softball fields, that work has already started. You know, if you happen to go by Dungeness Stadium, you'll see the infield has already been, they've already turned dirt over there. So we'll be putting new artificial turf on the infield at Dungeness Stadium and also our softball field. And that work at the baseball field, that's scheduled to be complete by February 1. So we'll be playing baseball here in just a few months on that field. So really pleased. I know our baseball coaches are really excited about that opportunity. I know that's something that, you know, if you're just a fan, you may not realize that, you know, the coaches that coach the team, if you don't have that turf, you know, that field, when they look so nice, those things don't magically happen. You know, it's not like we have high schools don't have, we don't have a grounds crew. I mean, that's our coaches that are doing that work. And so I know we'd rather them spend that extra time working with our kids as opposed to raking dirt. So we're pleased to have that opportunity to be able to provide that for our kids. I know, for example, this year is a good example in our softball season. Our girls missed a lot of games and scrimmages because of the rain. And so and we'll have with that new turf, they'll be able to use that next season, next fall. And so they'll give them more opportunities to play, which is always a good thing too. And then also tomorrow night, we're going to approve, we'll be buying 14 buses. Those are the number of buses that were that over the next couple of years will be about 10 years old, which that's about the life you want to use of your buses. So we'll be purchasing those buses, or actually our board will be approving those. They'll probably be coming in about the end of the school year. And so what that will do is that'll update all of our fleet so that we'll have, in the last 3 years, we'll have new buses kind of across the board. Obviously, those to get much better fuel economy, and as well as the maintenance on them is a lot less because they're still under warranty when we get them. So we'll be pleased to get those coming in And then a couple of things that the bond pays for that people will be seeing, they may or may not notice, but you know, part of that in terms of on the safety end is in terms of some traffic lights, some ways around the school. The first one they'll notice, matter of fact, I just signed a purchase order for something, the one they'll see over at the high school. We're going to start there. We need to update what we have over there, especially late fall, early in the morning. I mean, it gets pretty dark and kids crossing the street over there across from Hillcrest, especially with K-Life, that local group. They are in the process of building a new facility right across the street from the high school. So we think that foot traffic will continue to increase over there. So it's something that we want to improve. And so we'll see a new traffic light over at the high school. And we have funding set aside where we can do that across the board. The needs at each site is a little different at each school on where that's going to be. But we're going to start there at the high school. And then also Lobby Guard, which is our the system that we use, folks, when we do a background check when they come into the schools. It's about time to replace those. And so that's how we're funding that, is through bond funds. And so there's a couple that have gone out that we need to replace. And so we're approving that. And then as we continue to need to update those here in the next year, we have that funding allotted to do that. So really some exciting things that we would not be able to do without the strong support of our community.
Well, this is pretty exciting, and of course, this will be finalized just with the buses tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's the first step. Is the board has to approve that, and then it takes a while for them to get ordered and get here.
Now, getting back to the baseball field, I could see and hear the guys at the batting cages. They were dinging like crazy, just swatting away and having a good time. Mm-hmm. And you know, we've got the field renamed. Is there going to be some signage that's going to go on to Bill Dungeon Stadium?
Yeah, you know, it's been it's exciting to talk about all the things that we have going on. But, you know, it's been a tough month.
It's been a very tough month.
It's been a tough year. And with the passing of my good friend Spence Rigdon, and as obviously the last month, I'm so glad that we were able to name the field after Spence, and he was able to see that before he passed away. So we're going to have, and the timing of it was really just perfect. I think it was one of those things that was just meant to be. But we'll have his name. That's actually going to be on the turf. It's going to be on the field. Yeah. So we're excited about that. And once the turf is complete, we'll do something when the time's appropriate, kind of when the season starts. You know, we talked to his wife Christina a little bit on what the timing is to do that. So we'll have something as well for him. And also wanted to mention, there's still the opportunities for those folks that are interested in donating to his family. There's a GoFundMe page, but also over here at Bank First, they have accounts set up to help his family. And also wanted to mention, we also had a Rusty Ryan, a long-term custodian for the district. Matter of fact, he passed away the day of Spence's funeral. So it was really a tough day. He was in hospice, and he's been with the district for over 30 years and was just a blessing. He was a guy that was, he started off working for us as a custodian out at Wilson Elementary and brief retirement, but he passed away. I mean, he's 84 years old, lived a wonderful life, and he was, the last several years, he's been the district mailman. So he was the guy that went around and delivered the interoffice mail at our nine school sites, and also over at transportation and maintenance. And he was just a joy. He came in and was ornery as ever one could be. That was Rusty Ryan. And everyone just loved him. He had a wonderful service for him last week. And so and his family's from here. I mean, he's just a big part of our school, and so he's desperately missed. So those are a couple of things that have happened here in the last month that have really been tough. But you know, our Bruin family is staying together and looking forward to moving forward as we get into the holiday season.
Chuck McCauley, thank you very much for being with us here on Community Connection. Thank you,
sir. You bet. Thank you.